prospect of Kerry versus Tyrone in Croke Park on Saturday, the All-Ireland Football quarter-final, being behind a paywall and being on GAA Go, and so many of Kerry's games have been on GAA Go so far this year. Just one game free to air, that was the Munster final win over Clare, and lots of you getting in touch with us. One person has contacted us, Michael Galvin, with a particular issue he can't get to the bottom of, and this is the GAA Go promise that games for care facilities such as nursing homes and hospitals, people in those facilities who obviously can't make the match itself, can watch games featuring teams associated with their facility located on GAA Go for free. Michael says he's been trying to get to the bottom of the situation for the last number of months involving a nursing home where a family member is staying that hasn't been able to access games. I asked him what the situation was.
Going back to last month, a number of weeks ago, I've contacted various people along the way, and it has been very hard to get a clear picture of the situation up until now. I didn't really know what the real situation was. But as of now, it seems that state-run community hospitals can get GAA Go free when the county that they're situated in are playing, whereas residents of private nursing homes do not get that.
So they don't get access.
They're differentiating between residents of private nursing homes and community hospitals.
Yeah. This is even, I suppose, people who'd be on, I suppose, supported by the tax, be on a fair deal scheme, or people who have to, because no choice, it's the only one in their area that they have to pay to be in it, that they don't get free access to GAA Go games involving their county. But if you're in a hospital that's run by the state or a HSE-run nursing home, you do. That's your understanding.
That's my understanding of it, yeah. But it took me a number of weeks before I could...
Tell me who you contacted here in relation to it, to try and find out what was going on.
I have been on to Nursing Home Ireland. I've been on to GAA Go. I've been on to the HSE. I've been on to various people at different times over weeks and weeks, and I get pushed around in a circle, really. You know, you contact one person and they say, contact someone else, contact someone else, contact someone else. But if you look up the GAA Go internet site, support.gaago.ie,
yes,
which I have looked into as recently as this morning,
yeah,
and that site says, care facilities such as nursing homes and hospitals can watch GAA games featuring teams associated with where the facility is located on GAA Go for free using complimentary login codes distributed by county PROs. If you are a care facility interested in getting access to GAA Go, please contact your county GAA.
That's what it says on the website.
That at best is misleading, and at worst, it's just simply untrue.
That's what it says. Care facilities such as nursing homes and hospitals can watch games on GAA Go for free using complimentary login codes distributed by county PROs. If you are such facility and interested in getting access for your residents, please contact your county GAA. Now, it says nothing about private or public in that.
There's no differentiation at all.
Right. And this Michael, this came up. A family member of yours is in a nursing home, a private nursing home, and hasn't been able to get access to games. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. As far as I know, Kerry have had one game, possibly against Clare, that was on...
The Munster final. The Munster final was the only one so far.
Yeah. Kerry versus Cork, GAA Go. Kerry versus Mayo, GAA Go. Kerry versus Louth was on nothing.
Yeah.
Kerry versus Chief, GAA Go. Kerry versus Tyrone, it's going to be GAA Go. Now, last weekend, Galway versus Mayo was supposed to be GAA Go only, but they were forced to change it.
They put that game, that was on a Saturday evening, that game was live on RT.
The Galway versus Mayo game was on the Sunday, live on RT.
Sunday, yes. Yes.
But initially, it was supposed to be on GAA Go only, but they were forced to change it. They had to show it.
Is that true? Is that the case? Was it originally going to be?
That's my understanding of it. That initially the Galway Mayo game was supposed to be GAA go only, but because of complaints, they were forced to put it on. And they actually showed it at the same time as the other games were on the RTE2, and they never do that. You know,
This was the Talton Cup games.
Yes, yeah, they were on 2-0. And they were forced to put on the Galway Mayo game on RTE1 because of complaints.
And are you asking the question, Michael, why Kerry and Tyrone can't be treated the same way this weekend?
Well, at this stage, that's the only hope. But my complaint would be more general than that. I think it should always have been on free tier. Kerry are the All-Ireland champions. They're probably joint favourites with Dublin. And You can't watch any of their games.
Can you understand, Michael, this weekend, and look, it's specific to this weekend, that it's just the circumstances of how the draw worked out. If Mayo playing Dublin, the reason why the game is on a Sunday and why it's free tier is because it's on the Sunday, and that reason is because Mayo played last Sunday, and to give them the fairest chance, then that's why they would put that on, and that's why Kerry didn't get put on Sunday, shall we say, which would have solved this problem for Kerry and Tyrone fans. It's just it's not like the GAA are selecting Kerry and saying every game Kerry play will put behind GAA go. It's just this weekend, the way the draw worked out, that's the way the cookie crumbled. Can you understand that for this weekend?
I can understand why Mayo were put on the Sunday. But I mean, at the same time, it's an excuse. And the fact of the matter is that Kerry versus Tyrone, and the other game that's on the Saturday, they are not on free tier. I mean, just because they're on the Saturday doesn't mean they couldn't be shown on free tier.
It's because the model that they had modelled on the previous deal with Sky Sports, and I think going back even further to TV3 or Virgin Media as it is now, two of the quarterfinals were shown on the other broadcaster, shall we say. And then when Sky Sports came along, it was a pay-per-view broadcaster, and that kind of format still exists now, but instead of Sky Sports, it's GAA Go to the quarterfinals.
The old model and the old format were defective. That's no excuse for continuing with them.
Yes.
I believe they were defective.
Yeah, yeah. And you feel that in the interest of fairness, the interest of giving to people who have no access, and that there's an additional factor of the broadband and the ability of people to be able to click in and have it on and cast it to their screen that causes complications for older people, all of that would be solved if they took a different view.
I think the particular problem that I brought to the fore here about the nursing homes, you know, is just an example. It's not the only problem, but it's
a case in point
of how bad it is. But I mean, there is a wider agenda here as well.
Yeah, a wider question.
Yeah.
On that nursing home side of it, were you shocked when you kind of eventually found out that there seems to be, and we were going to be checking with all the organisations you're talking about, but there seems to be this differentiation is there any chance, Michael, I'm just scratching my head at how this is possible, is there any chance there's just confusion and a particular nursing home that your family member was in just has it wrong, or is there any possibility, or you're sure from all you've contacted that this is the situation as it pertains? Private nursing home, no code. Public nursing home, yes, they'll give you the code.
Jackie Healy-Ray is on record on the internet today or in some newspaper as saying he is very aware of the GAGO situation, including nursing homes, with the exception of community hospitals not getting GAGO free.
Yeah. That's hard to. That doesn't. It just doesn't square at all with the statement on the website. Care facilities such as nursing homes and hospitals can watch the games for free. That's not the case, what you found out.
That's my understanding of it, unless I'm totally wrong, which I suppose people can be wrong.
Yeah.
That is my understanding.
Well, the tail of the tape is the nursing home that your family member is in hasn't been able to show the game, or hasn't shown the game. Is that right?
No. That is a fact, yes.
Okay, so that's at least there's some confusion there, which isn't ideal. At the very least, there's some confusion. At the very most, there's a big problem with the GAA Go are claiming that they're doing for nursing homes and what actually is happening on the ground.
Well, I was told by the GAA, going back to the 19th of May, that nursing homes have already been sent out through the HSE the necessary password codes to get free of charge the GA Go service. All nursing homes should already have received these codes. That's what I was told by the Kerry GA on the 19th of May.
You were told that by Kerry GA, the Kerry County Board?
Yes, on the 19th of May.
Right.
But that has changed now. The answer now is that it has, that GA Go has nothing to do with them, and that they receive a small number of codes which are for the use of community hospitals only.
Okay.
And I think palliative care facilities are included in that.
Right. Okay, okay. And that's the situation that exists. Okay, well, look, Michael, look, I can understand your frustration on this specific aspect of it and your wider frustration at the model being employed by the GA. But, look, thanks for telling us. We'll try and get to the bottom of what is going on and if that decision has been made to exclude private operators, why that decision has been made. We'll try and find out what's going on. But thanks for talking to me in the programme.
Yeah, I appreciate you confirming what I'm saying. But
sure.
To the best of my knowledge, what I'm saying is factual.
Sure.
But it's always better to...
to find out. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go, that's Michael Galvin with his particular issue. Now, we've been trying, and we've tried over the last 24 hours or so to get as many answers as we can in relation to this situation, and that is the situation with regards to whether this is the case. And look, from my understanding of it, there isn't a differentiation, that private and public aren't differentiated. And GAA Go haven't said, right, only public organisations like hospitals, palliative care centres and publicly run HSE-run nursing homes get it. So it's open to everyone. There does seem to be an issue here, though, of confusion between, on the one hand, nursing homes and GAA Go in relation to how all this will work. As per the website, it goes through, for some bizarre reason, the County Board PRO is meant to give out the codes, which I can't understand how that is working. Maybe it's part of the verification process or why that's done. I did contact Nursing Homes Ireland and GAA Go for more information in relation to this. Nursing Homes Ireland, you know, they themselves are quite confused by the situation. They've been trying to seek clarity on behalf of their 400 members about how this process works, how you get a code. But my assumption, and this is my assumption, as to what's been happening here, is that it hasn't been 100% quite clear how nursing homes go about getting a code for their members. I think probably what's happened is a lot of nursing homes themselves individually, and I've talked to a number of different nursing homes and representatives in the sector, have been going off on their own bat and paying for GAA Go and casting it to the central communal TV area in their nursing home so people can watch the games. I think that's what's been happening. They may not even be aware of this provision for GAA Go to provide a code for them for free if their particular county is playing. I think what's also probably happened is for people in nursing homes who can watch the games, is family members have been probably going in, again, unaware of the situation and have been setting up laptops and iPads and everything else like that and allowing them watch the games in their rooms or some other arrangement like that. So that's my situation. My understanding is that GAA Go are pretty good, very good when it comes to giving out codes to verified nursing homes and hospitals and organisations. There's no problem there. There's no reticence there. There is an issue with protecting the product, I suppose, and making sure that they give codes only to verified people who are operating nursing homes. Because you can understand, if they give out one too many codes, you give it out to the wrong person, all of a sudden everyone's watching it for free. People who are not in nursing homes, who are not entitled to it, so they have to protect that side of it as well, which is, in fairness, pretty understanding or understandable. But I think it probably would be a better idea for GAA Go to contact Nursing Homes Ireland and to outline, yes, this situation, it is free. Can you give us a list of, you know, people who are operating in nursing homes so we can supply them with codes on each particular weekend that the county of that nursing home is involved in so they can watch the games for free? That seems to be, from my investigation of it, as best I can work out, where the fall down has been here. But quite happy to clarify, the suspicion of Michael's is incorrect, that, you know, private nursing homes are not excluded. They are. No, there has been confusion. He was quite entitled to ask the question and quite entitled to have that view, because his nursing home of his family member hasn't been able to access it. So that's the consideration, and he might have been communicated that probably incorrectly from somewhere along the line, that private nursing homes are excluded. They're not, is the answer. But I think what needs to happen out of this is GAA Go needs to get together with Nursing Homes Ireland and come up with some sort of a system to make sure that their members get a code when they're entitled to it. Like all Kerry nursing homes should be provided with a specific code so they can watch, and hospitals and palliative care centres, so the people who can't physically get to the games can watch the games that are behind the paywall on GAA Go. So that's the latest situation in regards to that. And maybe, look, this is the first year of it being as intense as it is in all of this. Maybe a better system is developed by GAA Go if this is going to be the way they continue.
This programme is a repeat. Please do not call or text in. Email your comments to kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.
As I said, many of you have been getting in touch with us in relation to GAA Go and the fact that the Kerry Tyrone game is on GAA Go and not available free to air on Saturday. One of those is Paddy Lynch, president of Listowel Emmets GAA Club, played hurling and football for the club over many years. He's been ill, was in hospital recently for a week, and he can't go to the game. Have a listen to what he has to say.
My problem is that I was in hospital a week ago and I'm home now, and I can go nowhere except my own house for the time being anyway. And I'd like to be able to see it on television, like, and things like that. And the crowd above in Dublin won't let no one. Only if we have internet in the house, you can have it TV go in or something, they call it. And what can I do? I can listen to the radio, which is quite good, you know. But other than that, like, I don't know. I think there are tons of disgrace about that in Dublin, you know. Dublin can get the game all right, and there's no problem. But whatever's wrong with Kerry, I don't know. And we have the best footballers in the country. The best footballer in the country.
David Clifford
and his brother.
Cody, yeah.
And a lot more of them.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot more of them. And still not. We can't see him.
So you don't have the broadband, you don't have the equipment to watch the game via GAA Go.
I'm lucky enough to have a mobile phone and I have to use it.
At your age?
I'm 80 years of age now, yeah.
Yeah. And you're president of the Listowel Emmets GAA Club?
I am, yeah. A big honour.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've played football with him all my life and played hurling with him. And this is where I wound up now, at 80 years of age. Can't see nothing.
Can't go to the game.
Can't go to the game.
Just out of hospital, and you can't get to see the game in your own home.
I can't even see the game in my own home, yeah. It's tough. That is tough, like, you know.
And look,
following them all my life.
All your life, yeah. And something you dearly love to be watching. Can you understand the argument in favour of GAA Go? The GAA needs to make money. It needs to monetize its games, to put money back into the grassroots and back into the clubs like Listowel Emmets, to ensure that it, you know, fends off competition from other sports like rugby and soccer and things like that.
I understand that, all right, no, like, but the GAA Go is very poor. Is very poor. It's great on RTE. You can a good picture, everything good about it.
And Paddy, can you understand why Mayo and Dublin is on Sunday? Because to give Mayo a chance, it's just the way the draw worked, I suppose, really, to give Mayo a chance to have the 6 days or the 7 days to recover before they play again. And that's why Dublin and Mayo was put on the Sunday.
I understand that too. But like Dublin only, they come out with their back door and into the game, you know.
Mm.
They haven't had to travel at all compared to me. But you have to travel all right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Fair play to them.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you think the GAA should make a change between now and Saturday? That they should somehow work out the game to be live on television? If it's possible. I'm not sure it would be possible at this stage, but...
I don't know, but like, to the terror of the people inside in hospitals and nursing homes and sick at home, and they can look at that game and they want to look at it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a pity, like, you know?
Yeah.
God help us, I don't know. I'm in hospital myself, like, and I often see it on television in hospital, all Ireland finals even, when I was there once, you know?
Yeah, and, yeah.
They're awarding, like, where they're going.
And this is the last weekend of the games on GAA Go. The rest of the games will be live on television, semi-finals and a final. But
I know, I heard that all right. I thought Saturday's game would be live as well. Hear them talking about it in the start.
Yeah. You were shocked.
Just because it's Kerry, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, it's a high-profile game. Lots of people will want to see it. Tyrone fans will be disappointed too, I'd imagine.
That
they're not able to see it live
well
on air.
That well known, man. You know? That well known. Anyway, Jerry, that's the story. Pardon?
Who do you think will win the game?
What chances we're going to win the game. We're going to win the game.
You'll be confident.
No matter what, I'm very confident because we're getting good at the right time.
Yeah. You think we're hitting form at the right time?
Yeah.
Okay. Paulie, listen, thanks for your review. Good man. We'll talk to you.
Thanks for calling to me.
This program is a repeat. Please do not call or text in. Email your comments to kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.
Staying with Jago for a moment, we have Finnegale Councillor Mike Kennelly, who has contacted us wanting to have a say on where things stand now. Councillor Kennelly, good morning to you.
Jerry, good morning.
You're frustrated like everyone else, I'd imagine?
Oh, look, indeed I am. I suppose the frustration has been coming down the line, I suppose, really, and it's been a train crash, really, I suppose, the last couple of days, that, you know, all people at home in Kerry next Saturday won't get a chance to watch the boys, let's be honest. And I think it's a total disgrace what has been going on. It's been manifesting in about 2 or 3 years that this shopping season would cause a lot of hassle to the general viewers at home. So whether you have internet at home and a smart TV, then you can accommodate it and you can watch your favourite team, no matter where you are in the county or the country, whose teams are playing. But unfortunately, right now, Jerry, it's a disgrace what's been happening to the Kerry supporters and the Kerry people at home. And I'm making a national appeal today, and you've had Paddy Lynch there, a diehard volunteer of GA, all his life. My own parents and my father and mother-in-law, they're in their 80s as well. They have no chance of watching this game next Saturday. And it's, you know, and all these people have given their life and their service, and they've seen kids grow up and go on to Kerry Gold.
I understand what you're saying, Mike, but can they not watch the game? Can they not go somewhere that someone has the technological abilities to cast the game to a TV that they can watch it?
We have. And again, it's capability and it's ability and inability to move out of home or whatever to watch these games, to watch these boys. You know, the nursing homes has been mentioned. You know, people that cannot get access these. They cannot access smart TVs. They cannot access internet. You know, anything going forward like that. So,
well, quality of the internet does come into it.
I don't accept that. But the big rationale here is the paywall that's here with the GA Go and RTE and the bad week that RTE after having. You know, it should never have come this far. The coverage is not an issue in Croke Park next Saturday. And I'm making an appeal to the GA president, Larry McCarthy, and the incumbent one, Jarlett Burns. Now, his own county are actually playing next Saturday after us. So his own people in his own county won't access this either. You know, in situations like the people we're trying to get this game to. And can I just say, the GA has to have a complete overhaul. Even trying to access tickets for Saturday's game is a nightmare. The only place you can, up to yesterday, even buy a juvenile ticket was on the top tier. So the total disregard for the volunteer, for the people who want to go around the country following their team, it has to be completely looked at. We're just abandoning our local people here, and it's very unfortunate, Jerry. And I really don't know. I've said this to the new chair of the Kerry County Council. You know, we represent everyone. We leave no one behind. But unfortunately, the GAA has left the majority of our people behind next Saturday, who are sitting at home and they can't access it. No, they will with the fantastic Kerry Radio with Ambrose and Timmy. But something has to be done radically. And I'm talking over the next 48 hours. There is coverage there, boys there or not. They're sitting because they've got something anyway. But to not to see the Kerry team and what we can offer to the people at home that can travel, that can access the game. That's what. And we're all our lives, Jolly. And you are a big GA fan, a GA volunteer. And what we have been nurturing with players coming up along the line at club level and then going on to represent the county, and not to be able to see that is actually pain. It's gut-wrenching.
Let me put this point finally to Michael. I understand the point you're making, but is there an extent of over-egging it here? People are painting a picture that nobody can access the games. I mean, it is possible. The money involved, well, you can talk about the €70 or the €60 in terms of the whole season and the path to get people doing that. But if you wanted to, you could have, at one stage during the season, for €24, got three games. And three games, Kerry versus Cork, Kerry versus Mayo, and Kerry versus Tyrone on Saturday. That's €8 a game. That's not an outrageous fee. is it?
Okay, so you has everyone got internet at home, Jerry?
Well, that's the question. But not everyone does. There are some people affected, undoubtedly, right, along those lines. But there are a lot of people who do have broadband at home who can access.
Yes. Oh, okay, but sorry, I mean, you're drawing straws there now, okay? People will watch the Kerry team next Saturday on RTE if they had it. They're paying a TV license, Jerry, to a broadcasting company that's in tatters at the moment. You know, and everyone out here is a TV license holders. And they have a right to see what RTE are showing either on a Saturday or Sunday. But unfortunately, Jerry, I'm going back to the GA here. It's contractual relationships that they have with the GA Go and RTE. That's all stemmed from that. It was all for the diaspora. I've watched games in Australia, New York, and over in England. It was built for that.
Yeah.
But now this short season has transpired, you know, to save the county footballer so they can go back to the clubs and have a continuous year. And, you know, so that nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It's really promoting the club football. But unfortunately, what it's doing is, you could have 20 inter-county games in any one weekend. So it's curtailing the coverage that these boys are picking and choosing. No, someone said that David Clifford is the blockbuster. Don't be fooling yourself, Jerry. Dublin are the blockbusters here. They've been promoting that side of things up there with so many years, that's actually disgusting. We have our own blockbusters here, and we cannot get away to view them on the big screen. And that's why I'm asking, Jerry, if you've got contacts in that Kerry Radio, I'm asking the Kerry County Board and Patrick O'Sullivan, a great friend of mine, to go to the GA and make a special appeal for this.
A special appeal for the game to be shown free to air. Okay, we're out of time. Yes. Councillor Mike Kennelly, we'll have to leave it there. That's Councillor Mike Kennelly's view in relation to what needs to happen on Saturday. Give us your thoughts on 0667123666. Councillor Michael Cal of Fianna Fáil has been in touch on this. Is our national broadcaster, RTE, whom each household pays an annual license fee, has done a deal with GA to show only a limited number of games on television and want to extricate more funds from us to watch our games on a streaming service they themselves have set up. This hits rural communities far away from Dublin the hardest. I'm calling on the Minister for Communication and Sport to include this breach of trust in the Irish taxpayer in any reviews of operations of RTE now being put in place. Our national sport belongs on a national television service.
This programme is a repeat. Please do not call or text in. Email your comments to kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.